We're joined in the studio by our lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar. It's been a while since I've seen him. How are you?
I'm good, mate. It's good to be back. I feel like it's been, I mean, it has been a while. It's been three weeks.
Even longer than that.
No, yeah, 4 weeks.
Because you were away prior to
that. We did that little nice little installment literally on the road.
Via distance.
Yeah, almost didn't make it back because of the floods. We actually got stranded on the way to Nimbin. But no, yeah, good to be back.
How was your Christmas, I should say, Oscar?
Christmas was nice. Good to be just with the family. So I should ask, how was yours in lockdown, obviously, in the Northern Beaches, a New Year's Eve and a Christmas away from fam?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. It was pretty well just my roommate and I looking at one another, staring at each other from across the room for a couple of weeks there. It was okay. Do you know what I mean? You could get out and do this or do that, the essential stuff. But outside of that, not a lot of fun to be had, I must admit, Oscar, but could have been worse.
Could always be worse.
Could be worse. Skyped for Christmas or rather Zoomed for Christmas with my mother, my sister and my grandmother up on the beautiful Central Coast.
That's always interesting, Zooming through Christmas time and like...
It was odd.
It's a bit awkward almost.
It was quite awkward. Not awkward. Awkward's the wrong word. I might as well have been in London. But that was the thing. It was like I was calling mum.
When you're only an hour and a half drive away.
That's it. But
it's brutal.
A mere 70-something kilometres. But anyway, in any case, New Year's Eve was a bit of a flop.
It always is a little bit, I think, to be honest. I think it's expectations are built up and it never really...
There's too much pressure.
Never get a kiss. Nothing ever... well, you weren't allowed a kiss. Gladys came out very controversially and said...
No smooching. No amorous activity at all. None of that nonsense.
No contact.
Exactly right. You keep to yourself. Leave room for, as I used to say at my Catholic high school, leave room for Jesus between the two of you.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I left room for Jesus.
Not my own doing, but it happened nonetheless.
Just happened.
All right. Shall we hear some good news?
Yeah.
Oscar?
I think it's fitting.
All righty. Let's get into it. What can we expect?
Here we go. So you've got a bit of a metal detector theme for whatever reason this week. A lot of good stuff coming out of metal detectors here. Tim Chandler first started tinkering with a metal detector 2 years ago, just as a way to learn more about Tasmania's history.
Yep.
Today he's unearthing precious metals. It's turned him into a bit of an unlikely community hero, reuniting people of his local community in Hobart with their lost treasures. He'll go 5, 6, 7 days a week, sometimes 8. Doesn't really make sense.
What?
He'll go...
Oscar, get it together, mate. Come on.
That didn't happen. Let's just move on. 10 hours a day. And he usually gets tagged on social media when residents post about losing sentimental items. So it's a really good initiative. I mean, I've lost numerous amounts of jewellery and things of the vision. I think everyone does. It's just that thing when you're there. But I've always wondered what it would be like to be a metal detectorist and what treasures you'd find.
You, Bondi?
I lived in Bondi for about 10 years,
Was there metal detector types rocking about
Honestly,
there?
Not really, because it was always just so busy.
I
wonder what you would find underneath the sand at Bondi Beach.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you'd want to find what's underneath the sand at Bondi Beach.
there was always a couple of people rocking about, like in Nora Head, where I grew up, around the sands and all that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Getting around, a couple of watches. Never finding anything of note, but...
It's the unknown, though. It's that kind of like...
Oh, mate. Oscar, good on him for trying.
Yeah, 100%. People lose things all the time, so it's a good out there for Tim Chandler. Respect.
Are you a loser? Sorry. I mean, are you someone that loses? Are you someone that loses stuff sometimes?
I've lost like three bracelets.
Really?
At the beach, I've lost necklaces. Oscar. I've lost clothing, shoes. I lose stuff all the time. My mum's always like, don't buy me. It doesn't buy me anything really nice because I'll lose it.
I was only saying to someone the other day, I have the same key ring with the same house. Obviously, additional things have gone onto the key ring since. But to my mum's place, the same house key since I was 8 years old.
So you're the complete opposite to me.
I lose stuff, don't get me wrong. But for some reason, for whatever it is, by hook or by crook, I have not lost that key ring.
Oh my God.
And we've been through a lot together.
Over like 13 years.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have it for the rest of your life and you never do.
Pretty cool,
it?
Right?
Yeah, really cool. Anyway, next piece of good news, metal detectorist again to the rescue. A firefighter was reunited with his long lost commemorative ring, which was resurfaced from its marine hiding place thanks to the labours of a dedicated metal detectorist, Bruce Phillips. Good stuff. He lost it in 2007, so there's still hope out there.
Oscar.
I got a few, yeah, I lost them 2 years ago, so you never know, they might get...
Five to go.
Yeah. And that was on Henley Beach along Adelaide's coast. I've strained away from the Queensland theme of good news. Maybe I got enough of it when
you
I
got
was
your
there.
Fix. That's
yeah,
exactly
I got.
Right,
I was just buzzing all year to go to Queensland.
How was it up there? How humid?
Oh God! On the first night, we were quite stupid. We didn't go to a caravan park. We were in Cairns. We didn't have fans. We didn't have aircon. It was 80% humidity, 34 degrees. We tried to have a few beers, just you know, to cope with it. It was probably the worst sleep I've ever had. We were all in pools of our own sweat. It was already like very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And at about 2 a.m., my friend woke up having a night terror.
Yeah.
Vampires and such.
What?
Yeah, he had them every night and he would wake up in these fits. Anyway, on the first night, I was sleeping next to him as well. And on the first night, he turned around and he elbowed the fly screen. So he broke the fly screen on the first night.
No.
Yeah. So I've got enough of Queensland.
Yeah. It is the worst thing in the world when it is like hot and humid and wet when you so when I turned 18 you could go to parties and stuff prior to moving to Sydney. There was a lot of kind of backyard parties, like acreage parties.
Cool, you like sleep over and
Well I would just drive out and I had like an old SUV type thing. So I could put a mattress in the back.
Cool.
And so I would genuinely like go to these parties, have a couple of red cordials, nothing too extreme, of course.
Yeah.
But then sensible.
Of course.
And then I'd jump in the back of my car. Right. If it was winter and you're out in like kind of the sticks of sorts that you were, it was freezing, like so cold. But then as soon as the sun hits the window in the morning, it just turns into a sauna, and you wake up in a pool of your own sweat, just like, like you know the scene in Seven. Have you seen Seven?
Where he wakes up.
Yeah. The sloth is that the sin or like you know that thing.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way of winning. Like, it's either too cold or too hot.
Oscar, my hands were tied, Oscar. I don't know what you want me to do. Have we got another good news story?
Man, we got another one.
Alrighty, let's
get
into
it. A lot of consistency in the themes here. This one's about another fire station or another fire-related story. An old fire station bell, which was stolen 50 years ago, has been returned.
Love that.
Which is just insane. It was stolen by a pair of drunken teenage brothers at a northwest Queensland fire station. Oh God, I've jinxed. I've done a Queensland story.
Yeah,
not even realised it.
Spoke too soon.
Can't escape it.
Oscar.
Just want to go back again. With a letter, a really touching letter of contrition, and it basically just outlined that they were doing mining work there, and there was nothing to do other than just get on the red cordials.
Yeah.
So they went out, and
get
his brother.
No good. Some hijinks, tomfoolery of sorts.
What else is it? Steal the bell. It's probably like a challenge as well. You get points from your friends. And
yeah, exactly. A bit of social capital, Oscar.
Definitely, yeah. So the guy who returned it, his brother, his younger brother, had passed away, and his brother's wife. I can't think right now. His brother's wife. What is that? His
sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. There we go. Wrote a letter to him saying, "Hey, like this has happened. What are we going to do with the bell?" And he was like, "What do you mean the bell?" She goes, "We've had this fire bell in the house for the past 50 years. What are you going to do with it?"
That old thing.
Yeah, just in the corner, like a massive 50-year-old fire bell. And he said, "Let's return it." So good stuff there after 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd probably give up a bit of hope after 50 years. So you'd forget how many generations of
We'd hope the town had since gotten a new fire bell.
You'd hope so, yeah.
Or how many? You know,
how many fires?
Exactly right. Just we didn't know.
There's no bell. We don't know where it is. But yeah, that's it for this installment. I think it was a much needed installment of good news. Gab's gone as well.
Yeah, I know.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. It's just the two of us again now. So we're really gonna have to pull our socks in.
We're gonna have to do some work.
Alrighty, Oscar. Thanks for joining. We do have to wrap it up because we need to get to the news at the top of the hour. Which again, I'm gonna do my best to. I don't know, put my journalist cap on, but
sounds
for the minute,
good.
We're going to hear something from Tambourine Girls. Yeah, she comes. This one's called Cinderella. Thanks for joining, Oscar.
Thanks.